Hello, and welcome to the podcast for all of us who love to read about the same two idiots over and over. We talk to the authors and the fans of the brilliant world of Dramione Fix and learn how they got here. It's all about what I like to call the Dramione effect. A quick disclaimer before you get into this episode, we talk about explicit rated fix on this podcast and are known to use vulgar language, discuss sex, drugs, and other possibly triggering items. So as always with fanfiction, mind your tags. You can find all the relevant info about this episode in your show notes. Now sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to the Dramione Effect. I have the amazing Maggie with us. She goes by Noctis X on AO3. I loved Regression when I read it. That was the first Noctis X piece that I came upon. And the one thing that I really, really loved about that fic was the tattooed Draco, because he has a piece of my heart forever and ever. So that is going to be one of our main focuses for this episode. Since it is March, we are knees deep. I could have said balls deep. Balls deep in March Madness. Yeah, she agrees. In the March Madness college basketball tournament. So we decided that, you know what? Why the fuck not? We are going to have a tattooed Draco Sweet 16 March Madness bracket. So we will decide in this episode the ultimate tattooed Draco fic. Is it the best? I don't know. Possibly. We'll figure it out. So welcome, Maggie.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
This is going to be a fun one. I had so much fun putting this together. So as we do on the Dramione Effect, every episode, I always want to know, what got you here? How did you get into fan fiction?
All right. So I feel like a lot of people, it started off on book talk. I was always into writing in high school, and then I went to college, and then most people know that I'm a nurse. So once I went through nursing school, I got completely burnt out with reading and writing, and just life became life. My job at the time, I was working night shift, and I got back into reading, and then my daughter was born, and this was like something that I could do when she napped. That was for me. So started off on book talk in 2020. So reading when everything was shut down with the pandemic with Sarah J. Maas, fell in love with her stories. And then once you're on book talk enough, I interacted with a Manacled edit that someone had made. And like, I grew up with Harry Potter, but like, I never liked her with Ron. Like, honestly, I was a Crumb girly. So I never like in my mind thought about shipping her with Draco, but it wasn't anything I was opposed to. At the time, TikTok wasn't as big, so they kept coming back. And I was like, well, maybe I'll look this up. And then I fell down the rabbit hole from there.
The Manacled hole.
The Manacled hole, yes.
So that being your first, that's your first fan fiction?
It was.
In the whole entire, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's.
Yeah. I think I might have read like Twilight fan fiction in high school, but like my internet was not anything. I didn't have like ability, because I'm older, to like download it onto a device and like read it, and then I had like dial-up internet, so it wasn't something that I had easy access to.
Exactly. Yeah, back in the day, we really had to like try. You had to try hard to read some fan fiction. And God forbid
it wasn't shared, like, here, let me put it on my phone.
For real, God forbid you shared a computer like with your family.
Exactly. Really? And I did.
Yeah,
it's like one of the big Dell or Dell dial-up that you had to sit there with, like AO3. Not AO3, but
fanfiction.net.
What was it? MSN Messenger, not that one, but the other one that was like AO, that thing. That's what I had.
America Online. AOL. Yes. Remember when they used to send the CDs for that shit to your house? Like, that's, I mean, that's dating how old I am. Like, when you had to download it, like, so bad. Anyhow. So
let me download my fan fiction to this floppy disk and come and put it on my computer.
Fucking love it. Oh, so good.
Sorry.
OGs out there, though, they were like, yeah, and you got to get it somewhere. Like, how are we going to get this?
Yeah.
How are we going to figure this out? So with Manacled being your like first foray, when you read it and having only interacted with like canon Harry Potter, what was the thing that dropped you into it and like really kind of got you? Was it the ship itself?
It was just like the honestly, it was just the story. Like, I'll read about anything as long as the story is captivating to me. I'm not picky.
Right.
So And I think that's probably why I'm a multi-shipper. Like, I don't just read Dramani and I don't just write Dramani. Mm-hmm. As long as, like, the story is captivating to me, I will read it. But then I just, like, didn't do fluff. Like, after Manacled, I went, like, straight into Wait and Hope. Like, we just did, like, all the sad, like, heartbreaking fix, like, right off the bat. And then, like, at the time, it was just easy because I didn't have to pay for it. Because fanfiction is free. So it was, like, a goldmine that just never ended.
I think I mentioned it in another podcast, or, you know, talking to somebody else. It was like the point of entry is so easy because you are used to the mm-hmm. characters. Like, you don't have to create a brand new relationship. You don't have to understand somebody's backstory. You don't have to, like, figure it out from the get-go. So it's like you can walk into any Dramione or mm-hmm. Sermione or, you know, Wolfstar and know what's going on. I mean, at least everybody changes their things, but you kind of have a baseline, you know, knowledge of, like, oh, this person is this person. This is their backstory. I don't mm-hmm. have to figure it out. It's all there for me. In, you know, jumping into Harry Potter fan fiction, what has been your favorite fan fiction that you've read?
It was the one that I did not think I would enjoy, which was Measure of a Man.
Oh,
that
wow.
Is, like,
okay.
My, like, top favorite one ever. Uh-huh. And the reason I said that I did not think I would like it is I typically don't like kid fix.
Okay.
Because, like, I have a kid.
Right.
And
yeah.
I read to get a change of scenery. So to read a story about a widowed Draco and then, like, Hermione's relationship with Scorpius, but then the healer aspect, because I work in healthcare, I didn't think I would like it because I felt it would be too close to home. But it was so beautiful and such a wonderful slow burn that I was like, this is it. And it all felt plausible. Like, this really could have happened.
Yeah.
So it was just enough, like, canon compliant that I was like, this is what happened in my head now.
Yeah. This is the story. Okay, guys, there is no
this
other
is the story.
This is it.
There's,
like,
no
we're
other.
We're all just working off of variations of this. This is it.
Exactly.
I love that. And in that, fic does feature in our next topic, which is the tattoo Draco mm-hmm. of it all, which we're not quite ready to get to that March Madness smackdown yet. But knowing that we're dealing with our tags today, like tattooed Draco Malfoy is a major tag on AO3, mm-hmm. has so many variations. When you look up the tag, it's got, like, I don't know, 50 different, like, variables that fall under the tattooed Draco Malfoy. It's like Draco Malfoy has a snake tattoo, Azkaban prison tattoo. Like, there's so many mm-hmm. different sub tags, I guess. So when you're looking for fix to read, what are some of the tags that you're like, oh, I will read this based on that? Do you pick, like, based on tags?
Not really.
Okay.
Honestly, I should probably read the tags because I don't. Like, I read Trust
that's
Me.
That's so funny.
And it was
because I have done that so many times. And that is how I ended up reading All You Want, because I didn't read the tags. And I was, like, all of a sudden thrown into the fucking Omegaverse. And I was like,
what is happening? You're seven foot tall.
Am I going to quit reading it? No, fuck no. But I didn't even know this existed.
Yeah. Like, I might read, like, the first four and then I'm like, okay. And then
I'm like,
what's the synopsis? But I do look for, like, a slow burn. So I always will check for that.
Okay.
And I always, especially if it's, like, I'm looking for a longer fic, like, if it's mm-hmm. just, like, a couple thousand, that's not any.
Yeah. 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 If it's a slow burn in a couple thousand words, I have questions.
Yes.
Like,
exactly.
What the fuck am
so
I
So I'll look it for that. Porn with plot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What else? I like a good rom bashing every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Enemies to lovers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so much wild on, like, friends to lovers, but those kind of go hand in hand with, like, a slow burn top deal.
Yeah.
So those are the ones I always usually go for.
I love
angst
the
with HEA. I want to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I always look for HEA most of the, if I'm going to be like, I'm going to invest the time. Like, if it's a 300,000 word fic and it doesn't say HEA, mm-hmm. we might not be reading it. Cause we going to be mad.
But if I get to the end of it and I've not read all the tags, then I'm disappointed. That's on
That's
myself.
All you.
So
That's
never
on
going
you.
To get mad at, like, an author or anything like
no,
that. I'm like,
no
what
way.
What about that?
Yeah. What happened here? Oh my gosh. Having had a popular fic, I believe Regression to be a very popular fic, considering how many hits it has. what is it that you feel makes a fic move into like the popular, more widely read stage? Do you think it's the comments? Do you think it's the kudos? How many hits it has? How much you see it on your social?
I think it's how much you see it on your social, probably. Because like regression, in theory, really doesn't have like as many comments on it. And then like, if you look at my other story, This Bitter End, if we're just going to look at like the statistics of it, This Bitter End, for the love kudo ratio, like it has more kudos than what regression did when it was at the same amount of hits. I feel like there's so many fics, a lot of people wait to not read WIPs until they're completed. So that also goes back to like the comments. If people are reading your story as you're uploading it, you're more likely to have more comments on it because people are commenting like after each chapter that drops. But I say probably it's just socials, people talking about it on socials.
Yeah.
And there's so many fics that I've read that when I first dived down, because I was looking for like completed older fics, that I found like plenty of gems that I hardly ever hear talk about, like All the Flashing Things, which is a wartime fic. And it's one of my favorites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've not read that one.
Yeah. It's written similarly, like in the style to The Fallout, but it's not as long as The Fallout. And it, just the writing style is similar with different like timestamps and stuff. And it's like, I would maybe say read that before you jump into The Fallout. That way you're getting accustomed to how the story's told in like a much more condensed version.
Oh, I hucked myself into The Fallout. I just yeeted myself right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having like so many fic writers and I mean, obviously fic rec accounts now on socials, it definitely, I don't know if I'd say skews the popularity, but I do see the same fics being wrecked over and over. I mean, for a reason. They're freaking amazing. So, you know, like you can't step 2 inches without falling into, you know, Draco Malfoy and the Mortifying Ordeal, Remain Nameless, like fics that deserve their space. Yeah. But also like, you know, those being so prevalent, do you feel like as a newer writer that it's harder to break in with a popular fic? Or do you think
I don't get wrapped up in that though. Like my perception for this is just like,
it's fun
therapy. Like it's fun. Like I've never set out to be like, I want to be on those levels. And honestly, I don't think I would want to be on those levels.
No.
And plus like those fics have been out for so many years. I mean, like they've been completed for a while. So of course they're going to, you know, get all that. And they are so well deserved, but I don't try to put myself into that box when like Deuce is being entirely written on my phone. This Bitter End was written pretty much in the hours between 1 and 4 a.m. Like I don't look at that. Yeah. I really don't, but
yeah,
that's just me.
Right.
That's probably not a really good answer, but
no, it's not. It's the truth.
And I think probably I just sit down and have fun. So maybe that's the reason why, like, I'm probably look like an idiot, like, because I cannot even make a TikTok, but it's like, you know,
I love your TikTok. I'm having fun
with it, so,
and I think that's what,
so maybe that's,
I think that's what draws people to you and your work, though, is that you are just having fun. It's just like, hey, this is what I do, and I like doing it, and you might like it too. So, like, come hang out. It's very,
that's literally it.
Yeah. No, it's very open and welcoming and being like, hey, I'm kind of cool. Like, you want to be cool with me?
Oh, no, let's not go that far.
I think you're cool.
How many typos can I put in this video? Oh, I forgot a comma. Shit. Okay. Let's keep
going. Guess what? I've never noticed a mistake. Never.
That's what someone else said. I'm like, it's there. I promise.
Okay. Well, I'm not. You got me. I did want to ask you though.
Life's not perfect.
No, never.
Life's not perfect. So it's like my account's not perfect and I'm just out here to have fun and I don't want to take it too seriously because then it stops being fun and it feels like a job. So that's why I'm, you know,
just hanging out. What got you into writing other ships from Dramione? Because like, honestly, I started reading Dramione. I can't quit it. Yes. I tried it. I try to read other ships and maybe I'm just not there yet. I try to read other, you know, other things that I'm like, I'm okay. Except for a good Panville. I'm a hoe for a good Panville. Like, that's it. Like, so like your Sirius and Hermione ships, like what made you jump to that? Was it just hot older man syndrome?
That was part of it. So I'm going to be quite honest, I'm a very quick reader. So I was solid Dramani for like almost a year. And that was like, I read all the popular ones, a lot of the completed, if it had been completed within like the last 3 years, I've pretty much had consumed it. And then I kept seeing people talk about the Dead of Time. And I was like, this sounds dumb. Hermione's gonna go back. This is spoilers for Dead of Time, by the way.
Sounds dumb.
So if you don't want me to like
No,
dive on in with these
please,
spoilers, then
please.
okay.
Okay, listen. Okay, if you've made it this far and you haven't read Dead of Time and you are going to be pissed off about a spoiler, stop right now, go read it, and then come back and visit us. Thank you.
Have you read it?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry. I won't get too
That's
big
okay.
into it.
I'm fine.
But
I am not one of those ones that's like, don't spoil it for me.
okay.
Dude, give me the whole thing.
So I was
Like,
like, this sounds like 700,000 words of Hermione going back in time, and she's going to be James Potter's brother, our sister, and she sounds dumb. That's literally how it started off in my mind. I was like, what is this? Well, then Trisha from ETL Echo was uploading an unedited version of Dead of Time to Spotify, and I was like, cleaning my house. I'm like, you know what? Let me just put this in there. Like, I've listened to all the popular ETL ones. I was like, I have nothing to lose. It can be good background noise. And then I found myself, I was cleaning the closet, sitting in the closet, listening to it, and just completely engrossed by her
Stopped
work
what
and
you
her
were
writing
doing.
and the story. Literally
Stopped what you
stopped
were
what I was
doing.
doing. And then downloaded it to my Kindle because I read faster than Trisha talked and binged it in like a week. And I was like, I've always liked Sirius as a character, and now I really like Sirius as a character. And here we are.
This serious is serious.
Yes, literally. And that is, it altered my brain chemistry, and we'll just
Okay.
leave it at that.
I
So everyone should
mean,
read it
everyone
or listen
should.
to
Okay. That'll be on my list for when I
it.
have a when I have a moment where I'm like, you know what I need? I need a palate cleanser. I just need to go over
Yeah.
here and chill on out with time traveling people. Sounds
And
fun.
it's just really good.
I do love a good time travel fic. Like those are fun. Like have you read Timeless?
Yes, I've
Yeah.
read Timeless. I've read Love and Other Historical
Oh God,
Events.
that to me, anything Pacific Rimbaud writes is like, are you kidding?
Yes.
Just shoot it in my veins.
So I think Sermani is the only other, like, I love Jinzi and Pansy together. I've wrote one them before. But as far as like riding ships, I refuse to write Panvel and Tamani because I want a ship that I can just read for self-indulgence that I don't write. And those two are my bread and butter that I just read and don't have to write.
Yes, I'm reading one right now that I'm fucking obsessed with. It's called Bloody, Slutty, and Pathetic. Oh my God. The Panvil in this is so fucking good. Oh my God. It is
Bloody, slutty,
Bloody,
and
Slutty,
pathetic.
and Pathetic by What Murda. Okay. Yeah.
I'm
What
gonna have to
Murda.
look this up.
Oh, it's a whip. There's 11. I'm making it my mission right now in life to make like to get this on everybody's TBR because it is fucking brilliant. So it's a
That's
marriage
awesome.
law.
Okay.
Hermione's like mid-level, you know, ministry employee type thing. Draco is like mafia boss like he's a bad man, bad man. Theo is his
Batman.
henchman. Theo is his henchman who is bisexual at best. But there is an implication that he and Draco have fucked around before. That's and
Sold.
done. Done.
Sold.
Done. But Neville is Dom in this, and Pansy just
Extra
melts.
sold.
Pansy melts like a fucking slab of butter. It is the grit because they get paired
Yes.
together, and she's like, oh no. Oh my God. Yeah. 11 chapters, and I'm like, bitch, this is my fix. Everybody needs
Whose
this.
POV visit through? Or is it
It's a
multiple?
switch. So it goes from
Okay,
like
cool.
Draco to Hermione to Pansy to Neville. Like, no,
Okay,
actually,
cool.
mo it's mostly Draco, Hermione, Pansy. Because
Okay,
the
cool.
Pansy Neville is most always from Pansy's POV. But yeah, it switches back and forth. There's the one greatest thing is Draco's relationship with Crookshanks, where
I love a good Draco and
oh my God.
Crookshanks.
So yeah, Hermione moves into the manor and Crookshanks comes with her and he makes it his mission to act like he hates Crookshanks, but to silently get him as his best friend. So he follows him around everywhere. So he just like feeds him everything and it's the best thing ever. Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
read it.
I'll have to add this to my TBR.
Read it.
Send me
Read it. I
the
will for sure. I'll put the link in this show notes, because like,
okay, good.
Anybody reads this, you know, down the line. I mean, anybody listens to this down the line. Like, yes, I want y'all to know how amazing this was. Another one of yours that I just recently read, and going back to the ABO Omegaverse, if you want to chat about Of Fire and Monsters, your amazing fantasy collaboration with The Bright City. I read this the other night, and this is so funny because sometimes I love to take a bath at the, you know, in the evening, and I'm like, I get my little like bath, you know, set up, and I put my iPad up there, and I'm like, I'll just read a short one or whatever. So I picked yours because I was like, oh, I'm gonna talk to her. I want to see what else has she written. I ate that thing. It was so good. It was a very fantasy alternate universe. So like, tell me how that came about. Mm-hmm.
So Ellie and I have been like fandom friends, and we were both on Twitter, and Avi had done this like rough sketch of the cover, which is Hermione on Draco's throne. And I think Avi's original tweet said he likes to put little bells on her so he can hear her jingling. And she was like an ABO. So I like quoted it to Allie because we and her were both friends. I was like, write something about this. And she was like, you write something about this. I was like, why don't we write something together about this? Told Avi that we were going to be doing it. And then we spent a couple of months like, did a video chat, talked about like what we wanted to do. And we both can be long-winded. So we're like, we got to keep it like this amount of chapters. And we plotted it all out. And then like, she would write a little bit, I would write a little bit. And then we'd edit it together. We just had similar writing styles. So it all flowed really easily and meshed up. Like I couldn't tell you what she wrote and what I wrote. It all just
I couldn't tell that two, I could not tell that two people were collaborating. I mean, like, obviously I could tell like the, you know, the skill level and the writing style. I was like, oh, I know these two are good. Like this is not going to be crap. Like it's going to, that's why I was like, I'm in, I don't even need to look.
Jillian, she beta'd it for us too. And she was like, usually sometimes you can tell when people collab that like who's wrote what and who's wrote. And she said that it came together really seamlessly.
Two people paint the same room. Like you got two people painting. You can tell like where one stroke is, you know, like, you couldn't tell at all.
Yeah. And then we sent it to Avi finally and was like, hey, we got it done. Do you want to read it? And then she liked it. And then she was like, let me color it in. So that's how we got like the rendered color of it. She was color like, it. This is what I did. I was like, wonderful.
No, it's a whole thing.
We actually had originally forgot the bells. And she was like, what about the bells? Avi was. And we're like, oh, crap, the bells. So we had to go back in there and like add it in real fast.
Yeah. If you need a good like short-ish Omegaverse, that is definitely the one Of Fire and Monsters. Jump on into that.
I would say it's a good like intro to ABO too, because it's like it is not a heat. There's not like, you know, anything too wild in that one.
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, not that I've read like so many Omegaverse. I've probably read like maybe 5 or 6 as they've come across my path. And I was like, yeah, like you said, it's a good entry level. It's a good one like just to introduce you to like the style of what the Omegaverse is. So
And we were joking about, because I've read The Cruel Prince by Holly Black, that series, a couple of months ago. And Allie was like, you know what? Like, Cardin gives like Draco in A Fire Monsters vibes. And I was like, he really does. Like, I really like you, but I hate you at the same time. So you like The Cruel Prince and you want to dip your toe into the ABO, go read that.
Yeah, I definitely like how you guys did his character, because it was you didn't realize at the beginning, like when he decides that he wants her, that it, you know, you think it's for nefarious reasons, but he really just knows how powerful she is. And he just wants everybody to fucking sit at her feet.
Yes.
So great. So good.
Break the patriarchy.
Right. Yeah. Fuck all y'all. So let's talk about some tattooed Draco.
Okay.
What is it? What is it about that change that like gets you in canon? You know, the only tattoo he has is the dark mark, so you're like, we get that tattoo. But seeing him in the movies when he shows the tattoo, I think it kind of, you know, sets it up for fan fiction to be like, oh, let's take this. So what is it that, you know, draws you in?
I think for me it is a very permanent renouncing of a pure blood stance, which is like, it's a permanent change to his body that, you know, that he's made that choice versus getting branded was not really a choice. So I think it's a notch in his character of how he has evolved. And plus, tattoos are just sexy. So,
right. Yeah, I can definitely see that like growth point. And also that, yeah, that rebelliousness too, because, mm-hmm. you know, tattoos are kind of seen as, I mean, not anymore. Like, are they so rebellious? They're pretty mainstream now, right?
I think they're mainstream.
But I mean, in the, I guess, in the canon sense of, like you said, in the pure blood society, that mm-hmm. would be a huge rebellion for him to show up.
Oh, with yeah.
an arm full of, or a body full of it speaking in some fix.
Yes. I think it's in 10 out of 10. He just gets like the little text around, like a bubble text that says live, laugh, love next yeah. to like the mouth of a snake.
It's so stupid. I love that pic. It's so funny. All right. So do you have yours pulled up?
I do. Okay.
We have our sweet 16 here. Bracket number one here. So our first seeds are Self-X Conclusion by Spicy X Pisces versus Say Please by ZB3. Have you read either?
I have read Say Please.
Okay. My argument here, since you have not read Self-X Conclusion, I have a wonderful Google sheet here. In the Self-X Conclusion world, Hermione is married to Ron Weasley. Ron Weasley is an Auror who up and dies on her. And then she finds out later through the grapevine that everyone was hiding the fact that he was cheating on her for years. It's a very good group fic. So the Slytherins and the Gryffindors have all come together. They're all friendly. She mm-hmm. finds out that she was betrayed by Harry because he knew all about Ron cheating on her for all these years because he was also hiding the fact that he was gay. And so now mm-hmm. he's with Theo. The groups are coming together. Draco realizes that he's always had a thing for Hermione. So he decides that he's going to set out to woo her. Their banter in this is amazing. They have a thing that goes back and forth that he calls her m'lady and she calls him m'lord. It's very cute. He has tattoos of flowers all over his arm and he adds another flower every time he some important woman is in his life. So he's got pansies, he's got narcissus, he's got Hermione roses, even though they were not together. And he adds all of these different flowers to it. He's a nugget of love in this one. Say Please. What did you think about that?
I just love the concept of him. So it's not finished. So No,
it is short. We're only
concept
like,
of him being a yes.
We're only three chapters out of five planned, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just like the banter in it. Like, I don't know. It's just so short and flirty. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I can't give a good argument because I've not read Self-X Conclusion.
Oh, it's, I mean,
but I really like
that's
this.
Fine. So you know what happens on this round? Say Please is the winner of the first bracket. Second bracket is The Silver Envelope by Sinflower 81 and The Dragon's Bride by Rizzle Writes. Have you?
Okay, so I've not read either of those, but I would be, I know, I automatically want to say The Dragon's Bride. So I've been subscribed to it where she's moving her works over to AO3. So I have not read it. I loved Love in the Time of a Zombie Apocalypse. So I would be inclined just to want to say The Dragon's Bride.
Okay, so in The Dragon's Bride, we have the original, this is what I call the original tatted Draco fic because it is like, I don't know, it's 2010 or something. Like it's been around for quite a while. So Draco and Hermione are in, I think it's a seventh year or it's like maybe an eighth year. They go back. So they end up getting shit-faced drunk and they get marriage binding tattoos. Those tattoos react to each other. So when they're around each other, like it's almost like they can't be apart. The tattoos pull them together. The tattoos protect each other. His tattoos are angel wings on his back and they are fucking fantastic. So my thought on this is he's possessive, but he's pissed off about it because he doesn't want to be possessive. He's like trying to fight.
Right.
He's trying to fight the whole relationship the whole way. So it's fucking amazing. In The Silver Envelope, so Hermione's in a relationship with Ron, obviously. and okay. they're not doing well. He basically underwrites all of her, everything that she does at the department for the control of magical creatures. So okay. she's coming up all these new initiatives. He funds them. He sends her all his money, but it's all anonymous. And he always sends everything with a silver envelope. He's an alcoholic. And one night he goes out to a muggle bar. He's in recovery, basically, with a okay. therapist. He's trying to not drink anymore. He's trying to make change. Mm-hmm. He's trying to be better. He used to go out to muggle bars to get shit-faced drunk. So he has an off night, and he's sitting across the street from the muggle pub that he usually goes to. And who does he see walk into the pub but Hermione Granger? And so he gets very curious. So he also goes in. Well, it turns out she had a fight with Ron, and he's there trying not to drink. So she's drinking. He's drinking water. She has three uh-huh. martinis. She gets tipsy. They walk along the street and kind of have this talk that they've always wanted to have. And he lets it slip that he's been behind the scenes of all these things. He doesn't oops. Mm-hmm. And she gets real pissed off and is like, you planned this, like you did all this shit. And he's like, no. So then, you know, craziness ensues from there. And he's got a whole bunch of tattoos. It is a wonderful, spicy, spicy fic. And I love it. But I agree that the Dragon's Bride should win.
Okay, let's go with that one. Because I like that idea of like forced like bonding and having to like
overcome it's fire. Next bracket we have In Silence and Submission by Jillian Eliza and Hey Princess by Mad Zola. I know you've read both of these, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I want to say Hey Princess just because of like it's a Muggle AU. My husband rode motorcycles, so Draco rode in a motorcycle. I feel very inclined to go with that.
Okay. Yeah. My Hey Princess argument is biker Draco boyfriend vibes. Literally. Yes. That's it. And then in Silence of Submission, it's Dom Draco, Azkaban mm-hmm. prisoner tattoo on the neck, kinky Dom sub, but Hey Princess. I mean, like
both wonderful fics. There's just the mode. I'm a sucker for Muggle AUs. I wish there were more Muggle AUs.
Right. And I also put like black on black leather is my love language.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah. Okay, Hey Princess wins. All right, next bracket. Happy Pills by Malfoy 101 versus Seek and Find by Serpent and Sage.
This is going to break my heart because I love both of these. So Seek and Find helped me get out of my Measure of a Man reading slump. There was just something. Have you read it?
Oh my God, it's okay. My favorite. Like I for a while I fought it as my favorite and I've mm-hmm. just given in. It owns me now. I'm a Seek and Find.
The little cottage, poor Italy, long hair. Like, come on, it's so good. But Happy Pills, the concept of Happy Pills and what Draco's tattoos mean for him, and mm-hmm. then Hermione seeing the blackout ones. I'm gonna have to go with Happy Pills just because of the emotional place that fic had. I just loved it. Like, I bound it. Like, that's how much I loved it.
Okay. Bound. All right.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Damn. Okay. So my argument for Seek and Find is tatted stoner with a man bun. The hottest man alive.
Not the man bun, though.
The hottest man alive. The flowers. Ugh. The fucking flowers. And also the emotional intelligence. That too. Dirty ripped jeans in Italy. I'm done. And then the line that got me is, answer me, witch, what is my name? That to me, I was like, you are okay.
Are so good. But like, he made her mince pies and he was trying to stay sober for her. And then they danced in the club. And then when he did try to.
Oh, I know. I'm not arguing. I'll be like, I'm here. I'm good. It's the dragon. Patroness, like I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. Okay, Happy Pills. Shit. I mean, I can love Seek and Find at all times, so that's fine. Yeah. Her also redemption arc is that good because she goes from such a bitchy know-it-all in the beginning to like really having empathy yes. and like a thought process and not yes. just following the party line, which is so great for her.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Harry and Adrian was not a pairing that I realized I needed until
right? Adrian in that fic, period, point blank.
Little puppy dog.
Oh, so good. Okay, next one. I already know which one I'm picking, so we don't even have to. The List by Aurelia Black 90 or Amor Vincent Omnia by Twin Flame Blues.
So I have not read the list. So I'm going to have to go with Amor Vincent on there.
Okay. All right. So the list, Dilf Draco on 100. He lives out kind of in the middle.
Okay, then the list. Sold the list.
The list. He lives out in the middle.
Measure of a Man changed my outlook.
He lives out in the middle of the country, has taken like Scorpius away from everything and has, they've kind of chill. They're chilling. Okay. I said, I'm living out in the middle of the country, being all hot. His tattoos are all things that mean things to him. So, yeah, he's kind of taken that, like, he doesn't want to live by the rules anymore. He just wants to chill. His whole demeanor in that fic is very chill. Versus Amor Vincent Omnia, where he's coming back to like get his woman for sure.
Let's go with the list.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna download that onto my Kindle and read it.
Yeah, it's good. It's so good. another Dilf Draco that you have to read if you're on the Dilf Draco is An Ever Fixed Mark.
I've read that. I followed it as a whip. Loved it. Yeah. I want to live in Magogot Cottage.
So do I. Oh my god, that thing is amazing. Okay, number six. Bracket number six, Carpathian by Nifizzel or Bring Him to His Knees by Music.
I've read both of these.
Okay.
And I am going to go with Carpathian.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. My Carpathian argument, sexy dragon tamer can take care of a creature that can roast him. Sounds like Granger. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And then Bring Him to His Knees is Dom Daddy Draco. Broom thighs and candle wax. Didn't even realize there was a murder subplot here. First of all, that was a Disney villain. 101 Dalmatians, anyone? Is that important? Hell no. Just tie me up and spank me. Just don't blindfold me because I want to see the ink while you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And yet.
I still want to go with Carpathian.
I was like, and
got
yet.
Her a fork. He got her good culture.
The Carpathian. I really think the mystery in Carpathian was better than the mystery in Bring Him to His Knees was all about the Dom sub relationship. It was all about that. Like, Carpathian was hot. Next guy.
Who's taking these dragon eggs?
I don't know. Rosemary for Remembrance by Rubber Soul 02 or Measure of a Man by Ina Days. We all know what you're thinking. and I will.
He got an olive tree tattooed on him and implanted her an olive tree.
I mean,
and there's nothing sexy about an olive tree, and then he ended up making it sexy. Like,
you're like, olive trees.
In all seriousness,
I'm here.
He put the Scorpius constellation on like the underside because it was like the belly of the dragon because it was his vulnerable spot. Like, it was just my heart.
The Rosemary for Remembrance was, you know, kind of like their bonding over tattoos too. Mm-hmm. Like, it does have that a big thing, you know, because of Blaze owning the tattoo studio down the way and that relationship. And, but yeah, I just put A Messy Mess of a Man. I don't really need to have an argument for Measure of a Man. It is what it is. We know who's winning. Last bracket is Damaged Goods by Slytherin After Dark or The Black Rose by Dark Cloud.
Not read either of these.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Damaged Goods. It is almost like a college level. They go back to Hogwarts and they're like early 20s. Like it's like a college level type plot point. Hermione ends up fucking Draco in the library. She gets caught watching Theo and Pansy get handsy. And so he comes in behind her. She's like, watch. She's basically being a voyeur and he catches her doing that. So they end up having sex because they're both a little hot and bothered by it. So then Ron finds out because he ends up coming to the library to see where she is. And they're done. He doesn't catch them doing it, but he catches the implication that they have done something. He, of course, you know, in Ron's way, talks some shit. Draco kicks his ass. He ends up in the, you know, hospital ward and then spreads rumors about Hermione to the rest of the school. And so now everybody thinks she's a slut. It just devolves from there. But she ends up getting kicked out of Gryffindor. So she is without a house. And so she has to spend a month without a house. There's a great Snape subplot where Snape has her on a, you know, mission, pairs her up with Draco. It's pretty fucking great. My argument is sexy AF bad boy, possessive Draco Malfoy, literally first chapter in and the goddamn signet ring is in. Snape and Hermione relationship is gold. She's a potions girly in this one. And because everybody's talking so much shit about her, there's these guys that are like calling her a whore, telling her, you know, you should get with us. Well, she cooks up this like poisonous lipstick and then she makes herself an antidote. So she takes the antidote. She puts this lipstick on and goes and kisses them all at this party to make everybody think that she really is a whore, but it like magics their mouth shut so they can't talk for like hours. So then everybody's like, oh, don't fuck with her. It's pretty great. The Black Rose. So this is a Draomyini. They are all Aurors. Dom Draco in this one. He wears glasses in this one. Like if you put glasses on a tattooed Draco, forget about it. We're done. My line here is, we must protect Hermione from the killer with our dicks.
Oh my God. I'm looking this up because it's like, I have to look.
You gotta read
now.
It. I'm actually Dark Cloud. I gotta read it. Dark Cloud is coming on the podcast next week and she's fucking hilarious. But she writes the best Draomyinis. If you like motorcycle, you have to write a friend to fuck.
I read that one now.
You read that one? Okay, so that's a Draomyini. Sure that's amazing. That. But yeah. But the Black Roses, they're all in Aurors. I think Theo is like an Obliviator or something. He's in the Department of Mysteries. But yeah, it's good. It's good. Dom Draco. I love it. It's like Dom Draco, switch Theo, sub Hermione. So it's good vibes.
Ooh, yes.
All right. So based on those shitty synopsis.
They're wonderful synopsis. The Black Rose.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, that one.
Okay. Now we're getting into the thick of things here. So now we've got in our next bracket, Say Please versus The Dragon's Bride. Muggle AU tattoo artist Draco versus the OG tatted Draco marriage of Oopsie. Oopsie
I'm marriage. Say Please.
Okay.
I'm going to go Say Please.
Yeah, it is. ZB3 is a fucking master. Next one. I already know what you're going to do. Hey Princess versus Happy Pills.
Happy Pills.
That was my pick too. Okay, The List versus Carpathian. I pick Carpathian for sure.
Carpathian, yeah. Or Carpathian.
And then last of all, Measure of a Man versus The Black Rose.
Measure of a Man.
All right, we're getting down to the final four, okay? Oh. Say Please versus Happy Pills.
Happy Pills.
And Carpathian versus Measure of a Man. We know it's Measure of a Man.
Yeah.
All right, who is the winner of the tatted Draco death match? Is it Happy Pills Draco or is it Measure of a Man Draco?
Happy Pills.
Oh shit, in a stunning fucking upset. Oh my God, that was a three-pointer right at the buzzer. Wow.
Yeah.
As much as
I love Measure of a Man, it's the concept of Happy Pills.
Yeah. Well, and I mean,
and his tattoos. Yeah,
and the tattoos. Like he gave me like Travis Barker tattoo level vibes, like MGK level tattoo vibes.
I want a grungy, dirty man.
Yes. Yeah. We love that. We love that. And I think in that fic, like how like she physically described him, like you could feel him. In that one. I mean, that's just a good writer. And we love Malfoy 101 for that. Thank you. Do they have any other fics or is that it?
I think they're writing one because I'm subscribed to them and I followed them on TikTok and I'm pretty sure they started a new whip. Yeah, Nutcrawlers.
Okay.
It was released in January 28th of this year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or maybe that was the last time it was updated because there's 16 of 31 chapters written.
All right. Well, guess who's subscribing to that right now?
Yes.
Everybody go hit subscribe. Oh, first tag, Dead Dove.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. What have we done?
It's all fine.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll
just read
it.
Your tags.
We'll make it. We will make it through this, guys. I mean, how can we not? We know what they're capable of, right? All right. All right. Well, shit. Tatted Draco Deathmatch is now finished for this month of March. Happy Pills is our overwhelming winner. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that outcome.
I'm very happy too.
We're all feeling good about it. So Miss Maggie, where can everyone find you on the socials?
I am, I had to put like little underscores in front of my name because just Noctis was taken, but it would be _NoctisX on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and then just NoctisX on AO3.
This has been so much fun. Thank you for coming up and hanging out with us today. I will put all of the links in the show notes for you guys.
Thank you for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Go read some goddamn Dermione and some Sermione and The Dead of Time. Yes, we're all going to do that. All right, guys. See ya.
Bye.